I want to give an update on a bonus episode that I did. It's on the Joey Worthen case, in which he brutally murdered Alyssa Cannon and her son, Braden Ponder. And they finally made national news. To me, it's a bit late. This should have been national news for a long time. And it's in People. Arkansas mom and son, 4 years old, were killed in home last year, and cops tracked down fugitive X in California. An Arkansas man wanted in connection with the 2019 deaths of his girlfriend and her 4-year-old son has been captured in California. Joey Worthen is being held in the Los Angeles County Jail and faces 2 counts of capital murder and the deaths of 20-year-old Alyssa Cannon and 4-year-old Braden Ponder in June of 2019. Worthen had been wanted since the mother and son were found dead in their Camden, Arkansas home. On Tuesday, Camden Police Chief Boyd Woody revealed that Worthen had been living in motels in Burbank, California, allegedly using a stolen identity for 5 months. While investigators received tips that the 25-year-old was possibly in Florida or Georgia, the discovery of Cannon's 2007 white Honda Accord in Washington state led them to focus on the West Coast. Woody said there had been speculation that Worthen had killed himself, but investigators did not stop the search. We never wanted to give up until we physically had him. Worthen was arrested Monday after leading U.S. Marshals on a foot chase. He remains behind bars as he awaits extradition to Arkansas. His arrest brings an end to a long search that included an arrest in July 2019 of an Arkansas man, Montez Charles Xavier Woods, who was accused of aiding Worthen in evading authorities for $400. In January, Woods was sentenced to 60 months of probation after pleading guilty to hindering apprehension in prosecution. Now, when I did the podcast before, I said how ridiculous this is. He was harboring, basically aiding a fugitive, and he got a slap on the wrist. According to Woody, Worthen was not working and remains unknown how he was supported financially. We don't know that until we get him here with all his property and investigate what he has in his property. Now, there's other information that has come out. Some things that I actually spoke about in the original podcast, that I had this real feeling that Sydney, who was supposed to be Alyssa's best friend, you know, had some type of knowledge or knew something was wrong. Now, she gave 2 different stories. She basically said a few different things, okay? First, she said that she didn't go there, even though she was supposed to go there. And next, she said that she heard a commotion, and then she left. And now it is being reported that he has been in contact with her, and she helped him get his identity, which is just absolutely ridiculous. And I really, really hope that she is prosecuted. It's just unbelievable that was allowed to go on. Why weren't the cops following her? Obviously, there was something weird going on if she changed her story. So I'm waiting for more information to come out. But until then, this is the update. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.